Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with Ed Alexander. Ed on the other side of the glass, and Ed's pushing all the right buttons to make this a beautiful hour of news and information for you on this Monday, November the 10th, 2014. Hope you had a great weekend. We're live on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We stream at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. So you do not have to be right in front of a radio. You can be by your computer and hear the program anytime, anywhere. That's also the case with our podcast at buckmastershow.com. And our live line number, 790-2040. And our Facebook page is very easy to find. It's Bill Buckmaster. Our Monday political face-off features commentators John Munger. Mr. Munger is a longtime Tucson attorney, former chair of the Arizona Board of Regents, 2010 Republican candidate for Arizona governor. Tucson attorney, also longtime attorney, Jeff Rogers, former longtime, I guess that's the word of the day, chair of the Pima County Democrat Party. The Monday political face-off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. I was over visiting with Mo, and they wanted me to let all the listeners know, you're all the first to know, that in their 30-year history, they've never really done a huge inventory sale, and they have a beautiful, beautiful, the supply rooms have been cleaned out. They've marking everything from 25 to 75% off. They've got some beautiful items over there. I strongly suggest you go over and check out Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. And of course, they are on Facebook. John and Jeff, gentlemen, thanks for coming in. How was the weekend?
Terrific weekend. One of the best I've had.
Both of you horseback riders, but no horseback riding this weekend.
Well, I spent a lot of the weekend in Phoenix kind of doing a sort of post-mortem on this
deconstructing
on this butt kicking that was delivered to us Tuesday, and so I either got back just in time to turn my horse out for a little while, but no riding.
Exactly what I did.
Well, Jeff, why don't we begin with you about this really huge wave that swept the country. Overall, how would you characterize the Democrats hanging in there? Would that be a word in Arizona?
Well, in Arizona, I would. But as a little bit of a background, this is the lowest voter turnout in an off-year election since World War II, by far. And many people say that low turnout was caused by the fact that hundreds of thousands of American men were overseas in uniform. So this is a really interesting election in the staggering low turnout, and that typically helps Republicans and hurts Democrats a great deal. And there's probably going to be an awful lot of speculation about why we have this historic, over half a century historic low turnout. It was not quite as bad in Arizona, but we were told by the Democratic National Committee and others that we lost 350 legislative seats around the country, that that there are now 24 states in which the Republicans control every branch of government.
Wow.
That we went from 14 states that were in Democratic full control down to 7. That, you know, this is the lowest amount of Democratic control of any kind of state houses, of state legislatures, and of governorships that we've seen since the Civil War. You put together 2010 and the redistricting together with this wave that happened this past Tuesday, and you know we're going to have to regroup. Now, what we have to look forward to is this: that in 2 years it'll be a presidential turnout; it'll go way up. In addition to that, the situations as far as the U.S. Senate reverse themselves. The Republicans will be defending 24 seats, many of them in blue states that they won during the 2010 wave, which was another off-year election.
So the future looks, far as you're concerned,
much better in 2 years. I'm optimistic about the future, but there's still an awful lot of soul searching that's got to be done about what happened Tuesday.
John, was this all about anti-Obama?
Yeah, it was. And I think the reason a lot of Democrats didn't turn out in the election is because they just don't support the Obama agenda. In fact, the polls show that a heavy percentage of those Democrats don't like the Obama agenda. We've now had two elections where Obama has not been on the ballot. and 2010 and 2014, and both of those elections were wave elections for the Republicans. Let me add to Jeff's comments. We have gone now from having 60 governorships in the Republican, 30 governorships in the Republican hands to 32. So we have 32 Republican governorships out of 50.
Mm-hmm.
And we have now the Republicans control of the 99 legislative houses in the various states, and not forgetting that Nebraska only has one. We control 68. There is a huge bench in the Republican Party. We've won governorships in Maryland, Massachusetts, Illinois. We have taken the Senate in New York. It's a huge rejection of the Obama agenda. Now, the Republican Party now has an opportunity through its leadership in the Senate and the House to show our positive agenda. And that's what needs to happen. And we need to hold the Senate and the House to that. We don't want to have any attempts to do anything outrageous like government shutdowns, impeachments. We need to show what our agenda is. If Obama comes across with a obstructive effort on immigration, what we need to do is sue him. We don't have the votes for impeachment. He's only got 2 years left anyway. Just sue him on that and go after the positive agenda. It's our opportunity to show the people of the country what the Republican House has been doing for the past several years. We put 371 bills on the Senate floor. Harry Reid has acted as a surrogate president by effectively vetoing, and the public doesn't know that. We're now going to start passing those bills.
This immigration thing is huge, looming here, Jeff Rogers.
Well, and I think the ball is in the Republicans' court. If they really want to be seen as a party that's going to actually lead, then they need to come up with a plan. And you know, perhaps the bipartisan plan that passed with McCain's support, with Flake's support, would be a good place to start. But I just don't see it happening, because the problem the Republicans have is that the base of the Republican Party is so anti-immigrant and so angry about that issue that nothing that is bipartisan can come out of, I don't think, the House or the Senate. Now, I would be shocked if something did. The president is also in a bit of an interesting position. I don't think there's any legal superior theory that supports suing him. They were threatening to sue him before, and now that's all fallen apart, and their lawyers told them, no, there's no legal basis to do it. And again, there'll be no legal basis to sue here as well.
Well, it depends what he does, Jeff.
Well, there's very little he can do. I mean, he, as an executive, he has a lot of discretion prosecution-wise. The problem that the Republicans fail to realize is that all prosecutors and all executive branches have a certain amount of money and resources, and how they choose to focus those resources is up to prosecutors and those executives and the executive
branch.
Well,
let me respond to that. First of all, Republicans don't hate immigrants. What we want is the border secured. We want immigrant workers here who are here legally. We want the border secured principally for national security issues. And if a bill comes up, which it will, that says secure the border, create a mechanism, a pathway to legalization, not citizenship, but legalization of workers who are actually working here as long as they have a job with no citizenship attached, legalize the people that are here. There's nobody talking about deporting those people. Nobody. That's a Democratic spin. That's a Democratic spin.
I think the last presidential candidate said they must self-deport.
Well, that's different than government deport.
Yeah. Let's go to the live line, John. And I hate to cut you off there, but we have had a caller that's been waiting, has a question for both you and Jeff. Go ahead, John.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I have separate questions, one for Jeff and one for John. Jeff, given the success of minimum wage initiatives in red states, do you think the Democratic Party will move towards a comprehensive and cohesive strategy towards increasing wages in the country And John, given that the Republicans didn't pay a price at the polls for shutting the government, do you think that they are more likely or less likely to shut the government down now that they control the Senate and the House? Thanks.
As to the minimum wage, I don't see it happening because it'll have to make it through the House and the Senate, and I don't see it making it through either of those. A nationwide increase, that is. The Republicans have been adamantly opposed to it. And John could maybe guess here, but I think there might be some Republicans looking at the results in those states saying, well, this is a pretty popular thing, and realistically, the minimum wage has gone up so slowly so few times that it doesn't really represent the buying power that it did when it was first initiated. So I think it would be a wise thing for both parties to do. I'd like to see some kind of bipartisan look at that, but I'm not optimistic that that will happen.
Well, and the Republican position on that is increase in minimum wages is fine. The various areas of the country have different living standards and cost of living. There are some states that it may be desirable to have a cost of living or a minimum wage increase, other states not. To us, it's a state issue. Where does the federal government get involved in increasing nationally the minimum wage? That's where the states need to do it according to their own standard of living and the wages in that particular state. For example, the raising of the minimum wage in Tucson would not be a good idea. Raising the minimum wage maybe in San Francisco and Seattle, maybe that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But with regard to your question about shutting the government down, there's no chance that the Republican Party is going to do anything like, why would we shut the government down? We're not anti-government. We want to get the government under control.
But they did it once before.
Well, but it isn't.
And they threatened to do it several
times. But that was operating from a minority position, Jeff, where the only tools, given the fact that Harry Reid would not let us amend bills in the Senate, would not let us be heard in the Senate, which we're going to change back, incidentally. You will watch the Republicans open up debate and open up the opportunity to amendment on the Senate floor, which Harry Reid took away from the Democratic process in the Senate. You'll see the Republicans opening that up. There's no reason to shut down the government when you're the majority party. When it's the only tool you have to make a point, that's a different issue.
All right. I predict an overreach of something like that. And here's how
you hope for overreach.
No, I don't hope for it.
We're past the break. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, I think it'll be something like they try to attach things that the president will not sign to various funding bills and he vetoes them. That's how we get there.
Then he's the one shutting it down.
Not necessarily.
He's the one shutting it down.
A clean up or down vote is what we should have.
12:17 on the Buckmaster Monday Political Face Off. We'll be right back.
The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Get Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 per month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get your first month free. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 1/4/15. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Immerse yourself in these fascinating wonders of science with the new UA SciPass. Explore Flandreau Science Center, Stewart Observatory Mirror Lab, and Biosphere 2 at a 39% total savings by purchasing your UA SciPass for only $30. This VIP pass is brought to you in partnership with the UA Bookstore and can be purchased by visiting b2science.org. Visit all these amazing science projects today with the new UA Science Pass.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
Monday Political Face-Off brought to you by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Big inventory sale, 25 to 75% off. First time they've ever done that. We've had a couple of callers who have been waiting, but before we do that, we do need to say on the McSally Barber race, there's approximately, what, Jeff, 9,000 votes that need to still be counted, but I think bottom line, there's going to be a recount here.
I think so. If you extrapolate out to the last votes they counted, and you see that Barber gains about 50 votes per thousand, and that would put him, if he continues to do it at that, which is a little bit speculative, he probably cuts it. He's either going to win or lose within the 200 margin, I think, and we'll have a recount.
I agree. It's going to be a recount. Yeah. I saw a calculation the other day. Somebody had extrapolated out the percentages and how you get, I don't know if there's votes still to be counted also in Cochise. Think there are. This guy calculated out that McSally won by 104 votes. But anyway, you look at it, there's going to be a recount.
All right. Walter has been waiting patiently to speak to Jeff and John. Go ahead, Walter.
Hi, gentlemen. I'm letting you guys know, as an independent voter, I used to vote with the Democrats, but because I see the Republicans as very likable, but kind of slow and, you know, kind of stuck a couple decades ago. But the Democrats are, I'm not with them anymore. They have no problem being dishonest, and I don't like it. This is a prime example. You just said Republicans are anti-immigrant, which they're not. They're anti-illegal immigrant, which is not just the Republicans. It's a lot of us are anti-illegal activity, people that break the law. that includes illegal immigrants. Okay, if you're going to say and come out and say the Republicans are anti-immigrant, it's just very dishonest. It's offensive to me as a voter and to all my friends. We don't like that anymore. Just stop doing it.
All right,
you're making yourself look bad.
Let's let Jeff Rogers defend his comment.
Here's the problem: is we've got 12 million people who want to be Americans that are living in the shadows that need to come out of those shadows. And we had a very good bill that made its way through the Senate that was hugely bipartisan, passed by a huge margin, and was locked down in the House by the sort of Tea Party element of the Republican Party that is very, I will say, anti-immigrant. And you've got to get past this. And we've got to solve.
Ridiculous.
We've got to solve this problem. And John's right about some of the job issues. We do need to make some channels available for people to get in here to work, because there's a lot of work that needs to be done that we don't have Americans to do it. Whether it's low wage work or whether it's work on in some high tech areas, we need to fix that. But we also need to pull these people out of the shadows, give them a chance to work and be part of this country that they came to, and are many of them are productive now, okay. But they're still living in those shadows. So we need to fix that problem, and I don't think that the Republicans are willing to do it.
Let me explain what really happened. When the Senate passed their bill, the bill said we will legalize all these people now, number one, and we'll give them a path to citizenship, and someday we'll secure the border, and that will be signed off. Meanwhile, they're on the path to citizenship. And what the House said is no, secure the border first, and we don't need this path to citizenship. We need a path to legalization. You need to let these people work. As long as they're working, they could stay here on some kind of visa.
Well, that's like apartheid, John. I mean, you have a lower class of people that don't have an option. And the path to citizenship was very difficult, a difficult road to hoe. It wasn't an easy one.
Jeff, you may disagree. But there is a difference between taking somebody that's illegal and giving them a path to citizenship versus taking somebody that's illegal and letting them work, making them legal. They're coming out of the shadows.
13 years is a
Jeff,
long
please
path.
Let me finish. And letting them work, as long as they're working, they could stay here. But first and foremost, the difference between us is secure the border. And the president has been, there are bills out there that say that the border will be secured, and he refuses to do it. And that's one
this
of the
border
things.
Has never been more secure than it is right now.
I'm sorry.
We have arrested
that's
more
why
people.
We had, Jeff, that's why we had 70,000 kids come across the border recently.
All right.
The border is not secured. Look, you're not going to convince the public
they
to the contrary.
They were all picked up, John. Okay. They were picked up. They didn't get away.
Talking God about, here. They're
while
here.
We're talking about immigration, Ed, I think Kay has a comment about immigration. So, Kay, you're up. Go ahead, Kay.
My comment is simply, when people talk about Republicans or someone being anti-immigration, they're not making any distinction between legal and illegal immigration. And I think we always have to keep that in mind.
That is correct.
Jeff.
That is correct.
Okay, thank you, Kay. Jeff, any comment?
Well, you know, as I said, these people are living in the shadows. They're good people. If they haven't been convicted of a crime, if they haven't done anything wrong other than the fact that they came here for economic opportunity to save their families from hunger and from deprivation, then I think we should look upon these people as just like we did upon other generations of people who came to America and let them get into the fold of American society. If they pay back taxes, they pay fines and fees, they show that they don't have any convictions, they show that they're willing to work. And this was a long path. 13 years was the fastest somebody could become a citizen. And, you know, and it's a difficult path of the hoops they have to jump through. And I think that somewhere along the line, that's going to, we're going to need to solve
the problem. Jeff, you're right. We need to solve the problem. But the fact that we have a policy difference on how we do that and whether they get a path to citizenship or to simply get a work permit to bring them out of the shadows and let them work openly doesn't make us anti-immigrant. It means there's a difference in policy, and I agree with these folks. You need to quit saying that because you disagree on our policy, we're anti-immigrant. I'm all sorry, right. The world doesn't agree with you.
Jose has been waiting. Jose, go ahead. You're with Jeff and John and Bill. Go ahead, Jose.
Thank you very much for letting me make this comment. Mm-hmm. I really take offense, just like the previous caller. Immediately we jump to this apartheid word, Mr. Rogers, and you use inflammatory language like that. I am a Mexican living in this country, and I am a legal person, and I went through the process correctly. And I agree that everyone should go through the process correctly, not giving some kind of blanket amnesty program.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jose.
And this is not an amnesty. It's an earned shot at citizenship, not something that
but
people...
But the point is, it's not apartheid, Jeff. What people are objecting to is the mischaracterization of Republican policies.
If you create two classes of people and say this class has these rights and this class has others, that's just like apartheid.
That is not if one group is illegal and the other group isn't.
Dan has been waiting a long time on the line. Dan, what is your comment? Please.
Yes, thank you, Bill. You know, the Democrat leaders in Washington are telling us that this election meant that we should all compromise. Now, as soon as the lame duck gets together, is the Senate going to compromise on the 350 bills that have been pushed to them from the House, or are they going to ignore them as they have before?
Okay.
I don't know what's going to happen in this lame duck session. Probably not a lot, because anything, you know, they really ought to be able to get together and say, okay, let's put our politics aside. But I'm not optimistic, and there just aren't that many things that people can set their differences aside about. What do you think, John?
Well, I agree that there should be nothing going on in the lame duck Senate, and certainly Harry Reid won't let it happen. I mean, he hasn't let it happen for 6 years. I do believe this, that the Democrats need to get off this thing that we need to pass bills that the president will definitely sign. That's not right. We need to pass bills, and if the president wants to sign them, fine. If he doesn't want to sign them, maybe we can work something out. But we're not here to necessarily make the president happy.
Okay.
And if he wants to shut down government, it's him shutting down government, not us.
All right. We're going to have to leave it right there. Gentlemen, John and Jeff, thank you both for a very spirited discussion, generating lots of calls, lots of interest in that. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Jeff, thank you for coming in.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.
Moe's, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls. Remember, the inventory sale, first ever, 25 to 75% off. I looked at the inventory. They gave me a nice tour Saturday, folks. Good stuff over there. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. We'll be right back after the mid-break here on the Buckmaster Show.
Five Star Termite and Pest Control is announcing they now have pigeon services with a pigeon poem. Pigeons procreate prodigiously, producing up to 8 progeny per year. Perching precariously, they plaster half their weight in poop per day. Poop collects, creating a problem with parasites and pestilence. Employ Five Star Pest Control's pigeon trapping and exclusion program, and you will be pleased. Whew, getting through that was way harder than you might think. Call Five Star at 886-0045 and visit fivestartermite.com.
And we know what bugs you.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Whether you shower, clean, or drink it, you will come in contact with water every day. So the question is, how often do you think about what's in your water, and how is your water affecting you and your loved ones? The fact is, there are likely contaminants in your water that will have an effect on the taste and smell of the water, not to mention why water is chlorinated. The good news is that Culligan has a solution. The Culligan AC30 reverse osmosis drinking water system is the powerful solution for filtering out impurities that affect your water. This state-of-the-art solution reduces chlorine and other contaminants that affect the taste and smell of your water. Of course, some contaminants may not be in your water. Why not take your drinking water to the next level with a Culligan drinking water system for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months' service on an annual rental agreement? Call 792-9700 for details. That's 792-9700, or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
It's the Specialist's biggest sale ever. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, everything in our stores is priced up to 70% off. Want some JL subs? We've got them. And we'll even give you the second one free. Need a new amp? How about a Rockford Fosgate for $89? Everything at our lowest prices of the year. For 3 days only, November 13th, 14th, and 15th, at the Specialist's biggest sale ever. Speedway, Broadway, and Wetmore at the Auto Mall.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Red told me to take her car to Perfection Auto Works. He told me about their 26-point inspection, but oh, fiddly-dee. I went to Ashley Automotive, and they still haven't got it fixed. Oh, what will I tell him? As God is my witness, I will never take my car anywhere but Perfection Auto Works again. If I have to lie, cheat, or steal, I'll never settle for lousy auto repair again. Oh no, Rhett's home.
So you saw Ashley, didn't you?
Rhett, we can get it fixed, right? There's always tomorrow.
It's too late for that, Scarlett.
Oh, Rhett, what will I do?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
At Perfection Auto Works, we never compromise when it comes to car or truck repairs. Perfection Auto Works, 323-8650. That's Perfection Auto Works at 323-8650 or perfectionautoworks.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, Monday edition. Experience the solitude of the Gila, the nation's first wilderness. Check it out, southwestnewmexico.org. That's the place to find out about historic Silver City, all the wonderful art galleries over there. Do some Christmas shopping at the stores in Silver City. They've got so many galleries, just 3 hours east of Tucson. Two historic Silver City places to stay, like Agave Ridge Retreat, Bear Creek Cabins, and Pinos Altos Cabins, again at southwestnewmexico.org. Let's welcome now on the Buckmaster Show live line Julia Taves. She is the head of school at Basis Tucson North. Julia, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me.
Well, I wanted to have you on because there's so much confusion about Basis being is it a public school, is it a charter school, is it for the elite students, or why don't you clear up some of these misconceptions, Julia?
I'd be happy to. First of all, we are a publicly funded, independently run charter school. We have held the Basis Education Group held their first charter in 1998, and it started in Tucson. It has now grown to 16 charter schools, including two in San Antonio and one in Washington, D.C. And they are now affiliated with another group, Basis Independent Schools, which has two private schools, one in Brooklyn and one in San Jose. You ask if it's for the elite, and that's one of my sort of hobby horses. I can't stand it when people say that, because in fact we are open enrollment. We are not selective like some other schools in town, private schools and University High, for example, in which you have to test to get in. That's not the case for our school. If we have a spot, you're welcome to come in. I think part of that misconception comes from the fact that we do administer tests before kids come in, and my school starts in fifth grade, and so we do a test in the spring before they come in the fall, and that is because we have a very extensive support system for kids, because we do have a very rigorous curriculum, and we know that in raising expectations like that, we have to provide support, individualized support for kids. So we test them early so that we can get a head start on making sure that they get the help they need. And so one of the things we do is we have kids meet individually with administrators and teachers once a week to go over their grades, how they're doing, make a plan for the next week, talk about study skills. And I myself meet with about 11 kids a week, so I'm part of that team.
All right. BASIS Tucson North ranked fifth, I believe, in the country, according to U.S. News and World Report. And BASIS up in Scottsdale was number two. Okay, so if it's open enrollment, basically free tuition, who is paying the bills for keeping you employed and keeping the power on and the whole ball of wax?
Well, we receive the same operational cost per student as a public school. What we don't receive is funding from local taxes, so we're actually at a little bit of a deficit there. But it's really based on our enrollment. So that is what's keeping us afloat. And so, you know, we work very hard to make sure that we're fully enrolled every year, as do all of our sister schools and all of the charter schools in town. So that's really where the money is coming from.
The whole culture of BASIS. First of all, is BASIS an acronym for anything, or do you want to quickly give us kind of the background about how it started?
I can give you the background. People ask that question all the time, and it's kind of a mystery within BASIS, too. It was founded in 1998 by Olga and Michael Block. Olga had just moved here and married Michael, and she's from the Czech Republic, and she had school-age kids, so she was looking for a school that suited them. And they're both economists, so they were interested in charter schools as a model. And so they started the school kind of to replicate European standards that Olga was missing. I don't know. There are rumors that at one point it was some kind of acronym, but it certainly fell away quickly. And now it is not. It's definitely not an acronym. Although Olga does love acronyms. She's kind of notorious for that. It's kind of funny. For example, in our organization, we have subject advisors, which are known as SADs, which is, I think, kind of funny. But it's just a quirk of hers. But it doesn't stand for anything.
Julia Taves is with us. She's head of school BASIS Tucson North, the award-winning BASIS school system. Julia, is there some jealousy towards BASIS from the other schools in town, do you think? Be perfectly honest with you. I'm sure you will be.
Well, I don't know. I know that there's some hostility, and I don't know if that stems from jealousy. I would hope not. People ask me, why are you so for charter schools? And I say, you know, it's not about being for charter schools or for public schools. It's about being for good education, and I'm an advocate for education. I went to a public high school, and then I went to a private college, and, you know, I'm happy to work in wherever I'm needed to make sure that kids get the best education that they can. And my doors are open to other educators in town. I invite them to contact me. I love to give tours. I love to share best practices. And I'd love to hear what their best practices are.
And the confusion, again, getting back to charter, is equated with many people as being a private school. I think that's where the confusion lies, Julia. Would you agree?
Yeah. I have had people ask me how much we charge for tuition, and they are flabbergasted when I say we don't charge anything. But I can tell you that part of the reason I'm in this is because I serve students who could never afford to go to a private school, and we provide them with opportunities that they might not have encountered otherwise. And I'm really proud that that's a big part of what we do here.
How difficult is it to get into BASIS? What's the competition like?
Well, our entry point on this campus is fifth grade, although the other two campuses in Tucson start in kindergarten. So it's really a matter of how much space there is. What we do is we have an open enrollment period that's pretty well publicized. If you want to find out about it early on, I would recommend signing up for our interest list, which you can do through any of our websites, the three different schools. And the portal for all of them is basisschools.org. And then we have an open enrollment period where you can register your child, and then there's no first-come, first-served basis. It's just everyone enrolls during that time, and then based on the number of spots that we have, we run a blind lottery, and then those people who, you know, are the first, you know, like, for example, this year I'll probably have 150 spots in fifth grade. Those people will have their children will be enrolled, and the rest will fall onto a waiting list. So that's how it works.
How about admissions to college I'm very proud to be a graduate of one of the best public schools in the country, New Trier High School in Winnetka, Illinois, where we prided ourselves on sending about 98% of our kids on to college. How about BASIS?
That's amazing. That's a great statistic. We have, ever since our first senior class in 2005, we have had 100% of our seniors accepted at four-year post-secondary institutions, and that's at every BASIS school.
Can you summarize here, and I've only got a minute or two left, what is the BASIS secret? And I'm sure you're asked this, about what makes this a special education environment at BASIS?
I do get asked that all the time, and the answer is that it's not one, there's not one secret thing. People say, what's the secret sauce? Well, it has many ingredients, you know. And what it really boils down to is you have to have everyone in the school working 110% and fully committed to the same mission and never letting any student go unnoticed. So we have raised expectations for all students. We don't have a gifted program. We believe that everyone can achieve if you raise expectations. We have an extensive academic support system to help kids get to that level. We have an emphasis on a culture that celebrates intellectual activity and academic achievement. We promote student and teacher accountability. We hire teachers who are experts in what they teach. I hire people who have degrees in what they teach. And we just pay attention to every detail. The fact that I meet with 10 fifth graders every week because some of their grades are below a C is, I think, speaks for the whole school. That's where we all are. I stand at the front door in the morning letting kids in and say, hey, did you do your homework? You were supposed to go see this teacher yesterday. And everyone in the building is on the same page. So working that hard but being part of a team makes it all worthwhile, and the kids can feel it, I think.
All right, Julia Taves, congratulations on the success of BASIS. And people can find out more, just Google BASIS. Is that the best way?
That would be the best way. You can go to our main website, basisschools.org. That's a great way to learn about us. You can also look at BASIS Ed, which is the management company that manages all of the schools.
All right, Julia, thank you very much for spending some time with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right. We'll be right back on The Buckmaster Show. Back right after this.
It's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
It's the Specialist's biggest sale ever. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, everything in our stores is priced up to 70% off. Want some JL subs? We've got them. And we'll even give you the second one free. Need a new amp? How about a Rockford Fosgate for $89? Everything at our lowest prices of the year for 3 days only, November 13th, 14th, and 15th, at the Specialist's biggest sale ever. Speedway, Broadway, and Wetmore at the Auto Mall.
Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Want the best care for your companion animal? then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS, that's 571-7847.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tanqueverty Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion brought to you in part by Mike Emery and the team over at Perfection Auto Works. I don't know about you, but I am very, very picky about where I want to take my car. And I'm telling you, I've been over to look at Mike's operation at Perfection. Beautiful shop. They've got, you could eat off the floor. This place is so clean. PerfectionAutoWorks.com. They're right off Speedway, Midtown location on North Beverly, so very conveniently located. Just tell Mike, give him a call, check him out, say that you heard him on him on the Buckmaster Show. Let's welcome now Raj Kohli. Raj, longtime Tucson realtor. He's now with Tierra Antigua Realty, and Raj, of course, many people know Raj from his very, very popular radio show that he did on another station. And folks have been wondering, when is Raj going to be coming back with his show, Homes and More? Well, he's been too busy to really do the radio show, which is good for him, right? How are you, Raj?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Thank you, Bill.
It's been a weird year for real estate. It looked like we'd kind of turned the corner, but now things flattened out in the last 6 to 8 months.
Well, that's definitely true. You know, as you know, I sell bank properties a lot, and being in that position, it gives me a good feel for the market because a lot of people want bank properties. And if I'm getting a whole bunch of calls and offers on properties, I know the market is doing great. If on my bank-owned properties, which are priced very aggressively, very competitively, if I'm not getting calls, I know the market is down. In the last 8 months, it has been down. It's been going down. People are getting more aggressive with their offers. And I'm not seeing the offers I was getting a year ago when I was getting multiple offers.
And the home prices have flattened out too.
Well, technically, they're up. But they aren't up like they were a year ago. Comparatively, a year ago, if you go back, we were up about 15% on average. Now we're only up 6% from that average rate. But what's happened is the lower-end homes, the number of homes available in the lower end of the market have gone down, and more people, because of the employment improving, et cetera, economy improving, stock market improving, they can afford a little bit higher homes. So when you look at that, you see average prices going up. But if you look at the lower end of the market, it is not doing, I mean, there aren't that many homes available. And because of that, the average prices are higher.
And the lower end was what really started to drive the comeback.
Correct. Absolutely. Yeah. Because, you know, lower end will always be where everybody can go because it's cheap. Mm-hmm. But then now bank foreclosures have dropped. We were at over 40% foreclosures. I think now we're down to just about 20 to 25% range is where they stay.
Are they still a drag on the market, the foreclosures?
Well, not really, because if you look at 75-80% being resales, they're not as much a drag. And in fact, what's happened is the bank that I work for, we're repairing all the homes. Before, they weren't repairing any. Then they were repairing a few. Now they are repairing all of them before we put them on the market.
So they're totally refurbished.
Well,
or not totally.
Some are totally refurbished.
Okay.
I mean, like brand new.
Yeah.
And then some are just done enough so they could sell, because they want the buyers to be primary buyers and to bring some value by adding, you know, some other things, doing some other things on their own.
You said something about the offers are aggressive. Are they much below what you want, or what?
Actually, the banks are not taking a whole lot below what they're asking for.
Okay, because so there's very little wiggle room, it sounds like, these days with the banks.
Right. Well, but also we are pricing them aggressively. By aggressively, I mean lower, the lower end of the market. We are not going on the higher end. But when you have it at the lower end, the banks don't have much wiggle room to go lower. And so if buyers are making an offer, say 10% below, they will counter. But if you're making 20% below, you have no chance of getting it, really.
Where do you see the action being? You said there's very little now available inventory wise with the lower end stuff. Where can you get a pretty good buy nowadays?
Well, it just depends. You know, I mean, the most of the sales happen between 100,000 to 250,000 price range. Now, around the 100,000 range, you're going to get a decent home for a decent price and decent value. The homes that were going, for example, in the south part of town, that were going a year ago for like 150,000, you can now buy them for 125,000. Even though it doesn't look like they've gone down, but if you go and look at the inventory and look at what the homes are selling for, they went from 150 down to about 125 right now.
What's your theory, Raj Kohli, about why did things flatten out so badly over the last 6 to 8 months?
I think that the uncertainty with the elections, with the economy, even though the economy is improving, you know, Bill, it's never about, we don't let facts get in the way of our opinions. If we believe the economy is bad, then it's bad. If we believe it's good, it's good. Now, you know, in the election time, they didn't even talk about economy.
Very little. You're right, Raj.
So the reality is,
that was really a huge mistake. I think both parties, they let the economy go.
Well, you know, Democrats didn't talk about it because they got stuck with, you know, the president's rating and all that, and they were focusing on that. And the Republicans didn't want to talk about it because it was doing well. So I think there was a mistake there, right there.
Yeah. Where do we go from here now? What's your outlook? The election's behind us. You're looking for a better 2015?
Yes. Because, you know, the interest rates had gone down. The 10-year, you know, the mortgage rates are connected to the 10-year note. And it was close to 3% about a year ago. And it went all the way down to 186 on the 10-year note. Now it's back up to 234 today. So the rates are going to increase. They are creeping up now. They've gone over 4% again. And I think as soon as the Fed indicates we're going to raise rates, you will see a big move towards buying homes, because people will then say, oh, wow. You know, they've stopped the buying the mortgages, right? They've stopped that quantitative easing. So now I think the economy is strong enough with over 200,000 jobs a month for the last 9 months. So we're creating like 2.4 million jobs this year, which is great. So once the jobs come in, income comes in, and you can buy more home. So I think it will allow, with the interest rates starting to rise, people will want to jump in before they lose the opportunity. And I think next year will be much better.
Where can folks get a hold of you? I always tell people you are the hardest working realtor I know. You are just, it seems like 24/7, you're just going, showing people properties. But you really love doing this.
Well, you know,
I mean, you love people and you love to have a satisfied buyer and seller.
I'm a social butterfly, is what my wife says. And the fact is, I love, you know, interactions.
Mm-hmm.
And my number is 520-891-9119.
And folks can also go Google you, which I did this morning, just to see if you've got your number up there, and you do. I mean, that's your, you answer that pretty much 24/7.
I always have my phone, even, and the only time I turn it off is somewhere around 10, 11, maybe even midnight, and
yes.
Then turn it on as soon as I wake up. So.
All right. Raj Kohli from Tierra Antigua Realty. Do you like working over there now?
Is that yeah, good? Tierra Antigua is a good company. The owners are great, and in fact, the people are great. In fact, do you know that it's the largest locally owned company? And in fact, the number of agents in Tierra Antigua are about the same as in Long Realty.
Wow. Didn't know
about
that,
900.
Raj Kohli, thank you very much for being with us here on the Buckmaster Show, where we have our bottled water provided by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Raj enjoying a nice bottle of Culligan, as does the host and everybody here at KVOI. Thanks to you, Culligan. Wake Up Tucson tomorrow morning, 6 to 8, and then the Daily Double with Christy Simone, 8 to 9. For Tucson at 4, Mike Shaw, one of our other shows, our local talk shows in our portfolio. On behalf of Ed Alexander, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.